government hits the snooze button on the nation's debt alarm clock.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Remember the federal debt ceiling? Well, we were supposed to reach it sometime this month. Now it looks like we'll have a little more time. That's thanks to a surprise increase in tax revenues and some fancy footwork by U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports from Washington.
Geithner isn't solving any problems. All he's doing is buying time. The first thing he'll do Friday is stop selling certain securities to state and local governments. That'll make it harder and more expensive for them to raise money. But Geithner says he has no choice. Geithner will also access two federal pension funds. His tap dancing will give the government some breathing room. Plus, the IRS took in more tax revenue than expected last month. Kenneth Rogoff is a Harvard economist.
And they never know quite how much is going to be rolling in. So this was a small bonanza that gives them enough cash to go for a little bit longer.
Geithner's good news comes as Congress returns from its spring break. A number of groups are trying to develop deficit reduction plans, including some high-profile senators called the Gang of Six. They'll announce soon whether they've come up with a plan. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
In Missouri, the Army Corps of Engineers has blown a hole in a Mississippi River levee. The Corps did that late last night to prevent rising floodwaters from inundating cities like Cairo, Illinois. But the move means huge swaths of prime farmland will be destroyed. Hubert DeLay is the county clerk in Mississippi County, Missouri, and he joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, tell us about this blast that happened last night.
We weren't expecting the explosion to be so large. In fact, just a few minutes after the explosion took place, our house started shaking. Our windows started rattling. It felt like a 7.5 magnitude earthquake. It was tremendous.
And is there water pouring in now from that exploded levee?
Yes, the Ohio River has dropped about 1 foot.
What are the economic consequences for the farmers who live there?
Well, the economic consequences will be dire for the farmers, and not only for the farmers, for our entire county. Not only will the farmers lose their crops and all that are already in there and probably won't be able to put a crop in, but that's going to have a ripple effect on the rest of our county because agriculture is the lifeblood of our local economy here.
The Army Corps is doing this, it says, because it wants to prevent worse problems. Do you think that they're making the right decision here?
Well, that remains to be seen. Of course, the Corps maintains that this is a flood of historic proportions, and they ensure us that the system had to be operated the way it was in order to relieve pressure both upriver and downriver.
Hubert DeLay is the county clerk in Mississippi County, Missouri, which is dealing with the effects of an explosion of the levee there. Mr. DeLay, thank you so much for talking with us, and good luck.
You're most welcome, and thank you very much.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down at this hour in overseas trading. London is about 0.25% lower. Also down for the first time in 20 years is the number of homes with television sets. The percentage has dropped from 98.9% to 96.7%. The New York Times says poverty is one reason for the decline. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow shed 3 points to close at 12,807.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Now to the ongoing economic effects of the earthquake and tsunami in Japan. We've talked a lot about how the disaster has affected the automotive and electronics supply chains, but it's also been a drag on the plane loads of tourists Japan sends to the United States. That'll be noticeable tonight when the Seattle Mariners host the Texas Rangers. As Ann Dornfeld reports, there will probably be a lot of empty seats.
On a recent afternoon, Tatsumi Takuo and six other Japanese tourists are getting ready to board a bus for Seattle Safeco Field. They're eager to see their countrymen, Mariners slugger Ichiro Suzuki.
The thing I'm looking forward to most is seeing Ichiro. We're going to baseball games all 3 days we're here.
Trip organizer Makoto Ogasawara says this group is smaller than usual. His company, Azumano International, specializes in tours for Japanese travelers and has been hit with a number of last-minute cancellations since the quake.
There may be some impact from the earthquake that may affect the tours. There may be some people in Japan who, because of the earthquake, decide not to travel.
It's bad news for Ogasawara and Seattle's economy as a whole.
Japanese have been our number one tourists for a long time.
Michael Kurtz is director of tourism for Asia with the Seattle Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says the city gets about 80,000 Japanese visitors each year. That's a lot of business for Seattle's hotel and service industries.
We've noticed now, as the effects of the quake and the aftermath have taken hold, most Japanese, they're holding back. They're not making trips.
Back in the Mariners tour group, Tatsumi Takuo says it was a tough decision for his wife and him to keep their travel plans after everything that's happened in Japan.
We decided to come because it's something that will benefit Japan in the long run by helping with Japan's economy and the travel business in both countries. And supporting Ichiro is one way of supporting Japan.
Tourism officials are hoping Japanese travel to Seattle picks up by midsummer.
Here's ball up the middle. Base hit! And Ichiro!
In time for the second half of baseball season. In Seattle, I'm Ann Dornfeld for Marketplace.
And finally to Spain, which has an unemployment rate of more than 21% right now. And a lot of businesses are doing everything they can to attract customers. And I mean everything. A fitness center in the Basque region of Spain is now allowing customers to exercise in the nude. Easy Gym says working out without clothes on is natural and much more comfy. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Investors are waiting to see who Warren Buffett will pick to run Berkshire Hathaway. Fair bet, it will not be a family member.
The odds of having a son or daughter that are as driven as the founder of a business was, I think, are incredibly small.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Why it's in some companies' interests to choose an heir outside the family. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.